My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA Chaplain, British Military Chaplain and College Professor. March 31st. Heedfulness or hypocrisy in ourselves? If anyone seeing his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death. 1 John 5:16. If we are not heedful and pay attention to the way the Spirit of God works in us, we will become spiritual hypocrites. We see where others are failing, and then we take our discernment and turn it into comments of ridicule and criticism, instead of turning into intercession on their behalf. God reveals this truth about others to us not through the sharpness of our minds, but through the direct penetration of His Spirit. If we are not attentive, we will be completely unaware of the source of the discernment God has given us, becoming critical of others and forgetting that God says, He will ask and He will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. Be careful that you do not become a hypocrite by spending all your time trying to get others right with God before you worship Him yourself. One of the most subtle and elusive burdens God ever places on us as saints is this burden of discernment concerning others. He gives us discernment so that we may accept the responsibility for those souls before Him and from the mind of Christ about them. Philippians 2:5. We should intercede in accordance with what God says He will give us, namely, life for those who commit sin not leading to death. It is not that we are able to bring God into contact with our minds, but that we awaken ourselves to the point where God is able to convey His mind to us regarding the people for whom we intercede. Can Jesus Christ see the agony of His soul in us? He can't unless we are so closely identified with Him that we have His view concerning the people for whom we pray. May we learn to intercede so wholeheartedly that Jesus Christ will be completely and overwhelmingly satisfied with us as intercessors. Here ends Oswald's reading. In John 5:16, if any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. John refers to a type of prayer according to God's will that we can have confidence that He will answer. That is a prayer for spiritually weak believers who need the prayers of God's people to minister life and grace to them.